You're watching New Soundwave with your hosts, John DeLuna, Brian Kilby, XV, Lady Rick, Dweebum, with Rob Springer.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to New Soundwave number 82. This week we feature the PSN Resurrection.
I don't buy it.
Wow, what was that? Yeah.
That was an angry PS3 user who is ready for his stuff back and his free stuff.
JD was passing a stone.
So in case you didn't know, this week is this show is New Soundwave, where we discuss video games. With me today, I have Rob Springer, XV, and JD Church.
It's a good show, because you know I'm here, because that means...
Exactly.
It's gold.
So this week we're going to talk about PlayStation Network coming back to life, Call of Duty Elite, and some random stuff here and there. There's actually a lot of game news this week ahead of E3 coming out next week out in Los Angeles. And we're also going to talk about Episode 8.
Mortal Kombat.
So we've been having technical difficulties this week tonight, and Ustream is down. Ustream is working, and Justin TV is down. So they like are trading off.
That's awesome. So just keep jumping back and forth. For those of you listening to the show, for those of you that are watching this recorded, believe me, this is a much better experience than watching it live just this week. Next week, everything will be back, and it'll be amazing.
Yeah, everything will be perfect. Everything will be fine. So, anyway, PlayStation Network is coming back. Sony says that it will be up by, quote-unquote, end of this week.
Whatever.
I don't believe it.
It depends on how you define a week. If the a week is like 30 days,
if you go
it
by
will definitely be up by the end of this week.
If you go by the natural definition of week, that's in 7 days at the end of this week, so that's sometime between now and next week. So, what?
My understanding of the statement would imply that be up by Friday, which I don't see happening.
I don't know. But hey, I got my nice like little bit of info that's like, hey, here's all the cool free stuff you get, which is like a free month of PlayStation Plus, which is useless if I don't keep the subscription, and I get free usage of their music thing, which is useless, and free usage of another music thing, which is also useless.
Well, yeah, but what they're going to do is, you know, the full functionality will come back to the PlayStation Store, so you can claim your two crappy video games.
Yes, I get my choice between five video games, two of which are good and three of which are shit.
Well, the other three ones were only, like, what, $15 anyway, right?
Yeah, it's like the only two good games on there is Infamous and Little Big Planet.
But when PSN eventually does come back, you'll get in-game commerce, so you can buy stuff again, just to have it go down in about a week. You can redeem your vouchers and codes that everybody bought you that you've piled up because you can't use them. You get full functionality that use your Music Unlimited, your Curiosity, which is their streaming platform, on your PSP. Rob can totally, you can use that on your PSP now.
Hey.
Your PS3, your Vio, and your other PCs. And MediaGo will also be available.
So basically what you're saying is that they're bringing PSN back up, and they'll have all these functionality back for you to put your credit card information back in so that it will all be there the next time this gets majorly hacked.
No, I mean, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt that they've put security measures in. I mean, they got hit really hard, and if they got hit again, I mean, that would be it. It would be vape.
Well, see, the thing is, though, GD, what they're going to do is they're going to try to keep – they're trying to divert your attention by announcing during a conference call with investors this week that they are going to – or last week – that they will be developing a new platform.
I mean – it's theoretically time. I don't understand why, because, I mean, I think the PS3 is a fairly powerful system. So,
well, yeah, but, you know, they gotta give you something, you know?
I don't know. Give me a stable, backwards-compatible PS3, and I'll be happy.
But everything that Sony has been doing so far since the PSN hack has been pretty like, meh, like, lackluster, you know? You're right, they did get hit pretty hard, so... it's something new that they're running through, but, you know, so they're really just trying to give some sort of a booster to their stock and to their investments.
I don't know. I mean, I think, yeah, they're offering free stuff and they're offering a bunch of stuff to PlayStation 3 users and, or, you know, PlayStation Network users, but I don't know. I'm not feeling it. The stuff I'm getting is kind of crap.
You know what's dawning on me, and I'm surprised it's taken this long for this to occur to me? This just kind of held back the whole non-physical media thing, didn't it?
Yeah.
You know, because this is, I mean, obviously it's like the other companies are still up and running. Sony's a big company. People would be like, hey, I expect Sony to be running good. And you're telling me the future is in me buying my games online and not at Walmart. Well, you know what? If Walmart goes down, it's back up in 5 minutes.
Well, but this didn't go down. I mean, this was not a... This is not a hardware or even a software issue. This wasn't like the website got overloaded. What happened is they had security breaches, and typically what you do in that respect is you plug the hole and then you fix the problems behind the scenes. But for some reason, Sony decided not to do that. They shut the whole thing down and fixed it while it was down.
Well, this also draws another. The thing is with that, though, is they didn't know exactly how far the security problem went, and they needed to close off all access just to make sure that they got everything fixed. I mean, this is a pretty extraordinary situation.
I think they overreacted, to be honest. I think by the time they had acted and shut down the firewall and everything, I think the breach had already happened, the damage is already done. Why not leave the network up and fix the problems on the fly, which is what you typically do.
Well, also, mainstream user who's going to be, they're trying to draw into this whole buy digitally. You mean the store is closed for 2 months? So I bought this thing for nothing. I can't buy anything new.
Right.
Are you telling me it's going out of business? Oh, it's down. It's going to be up. Yeah, well, you know what? So is that gas station down the road. It's got a new owner.
Yeah.
Well, and the other part of this, too, is that with the whole digital distribution idea, you know, you give them your credit card numbers, you pay for it. And at this point, I'm wondering how much confidence there is in Sony's ability to, like, not give your credit card information away.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know... Once again, let's get to mainstream. What about the guy in Section 8 who just wants to buy a new copy of Madden for his son? Great. The store to buy it is down.
I'm more concerned about my password, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, you can change it now.
But I have to change every single password I have.
Right, the PSN password is meaningless at this point. If you share that password between a lot of different accounts, which you're not supposed to do in the first place.
But who doesn't? I mean...
Well, yeah, but so what you really need to do is just consider... You know, you definitely have been to websites where you say, oh, I don't really trust this website, but I want to register so I can... for this place. So you just put in a password... that is not the same as your email or login or whatever. So that's something you just need to treat, you know, the Sony network as so far, because at this point it's definitely not very...
You
don't know.
The problem, and that's the problem, I think, you know, and this is kind of getting away from probably what we want to talk about. But the only thing I'll say is there's a lot of sites that are starting to use your email address as your registration name.
Yep.
And I think that's the same problem as trying to use your social security number as a differentiating number. Because now I'm giving out my email, and now if you know my email, you automatically know my login name. And if you know part of my password, which is what happened with this hack, now you have access to any of the sites that I have access to and use that password. So I'm going to have to basically destroy the password that I used with PlayStation Network and never use it again.
Right.
So... Yeah. Which you're supposed to change those, and I understand all that. But most users don't do that.
Moral of the story is, change your password.
Buy an Xbox 360.
Buy an Xbox 360. Change your password.
And just go ahead and pay $60 a year. It's worth it.
It's not even $60. You can buy. You can really, on you know sites like Buy.com or Amazon, you can get a really good... You know, I have 3 years of cards stacked up right now because it cost me $35 $35 to buy a year worth, and it's like $60 value.
Especially around Christmas time, those Xbox Live cards go on crazy kind of discounts.
Mm-hmm. And be honest with you guys, that Wii Crap's free, and nothing happened to it.
Yeah.
And I put my
But it's also the Wii's online multiplayer, which is kind of crappy.
I kind of feel like the Nintendo Wii is like
it's okay though,
which is free from they're safe because of obscurity. So
hey, I'm just saying, I put my credit card in there several times, and you know what? It didn't save anything.
Yeah.
Someone said, you know what? Why do you need to save your credit card number? Are you that lazy? You can't pull out of your wallet and put it back in?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
What it comes down to.
Yeah, pretty much.
If you this should be common sense. Here, I'm going to save my credit card number on a website. Why? Why?
Yeah, that should be a common sense thing to stop and say, no, that's not a good thing to have happen.
I don't have any automatic bill payments mainly that's the reason I might have to switch debit cards or something, or I might have to, go get a money order this month or whatever, depending on how the checks fly. But it's like, I don't want my card just laying around in the file cabinet.
Right. It's the same reason that when you go to the store, you do not have your credit card taped to your forehead so the cashier can just read the numbers off and put
it. It's okay, they can't see the three numbers on the back.
Well, I think we have flogged this dead horse into a pile of roadkill.
Into the ground.
Yes.
So
we're moving on to Sony Executive Vice President and CFO Masaru Kato says that for the home equipment, the PS3 still has a product life, but this is a platform business. So for the future platform, when we'll be introducing what product, I cannot discuss that. Our development work is already underway, so the costs are incurred there. Meaning that they, spent a bit more money than they really wanted to in developing further products. So that was, just fun times. So
basically what they're saying is that selling a $700 console to start with is a bad idea.
Yeah. And they're also saying that it will most likely not have any breaking, technology like the Blu-ray, because they say that he also says that it's no longer thinkable to have a huge initial financial investment like that of the PS3.
Go ahead and finish.
It's just that despite the fact that they charged $600 for the initial release of PS3, it was, they were still losing money.
That was going to be what I was going to say, actually. Mm-hmm. So, selling a $600-$700 console at a loss was a bad idea, is what they're saying.
Yeah.
I just thought of something else, guys. Boy, imagine if someone bought a PSP Go on clearance. Man, this is a deal. Well, it's still one. I can still buy stuff for it because the regular PSP uses it. Great. I got a PSP, man. Awesome. $20.
Hey JD, in 2 minutes or less, can you explain to us what this StarCraft II
Heart of the Swarm is a big fucking anal rape is what it is.
Oh, good lord. Whoa!
So it's like buying a PSP Go on clearance.
let's go back for just a second. I swear, I'll just keep this short. So StarCraft II came out, right? Wings of Liberty. All it came out with was the damn Terran missions, all right? Because the original StarCraft came out with three missions. You got Human, you got Terran mission there, and then you got the Zerg mission, and then you got the Protoss, all right? And that was awesome, because you got to go through all three. Now, what are they doing? They came out with the human thing. Now I have to buy the fucking expansion for the Swarm. And you know what I'm getting? Download content. Fucking content. Wow. I'm going to pay $40 for.
So there you go. So it is not only a screw in the butt, it is also downloadable content.
Basically. To book end what JD just said, I'm going to say something that's not going to be very popular. The worst thing Blizzard has ever done is release World of Warcraft. Because while fiscally it's great, but they learned something. they learn they can put a product out and keep charging you for it, and you'll keep paying.
Yep.
They're like, hey, StarCraft 2, this is a really popular game. Put the demo out for sale. Charge them 30 a year later to play the other four levels. I mean,
exactly. Exactly. I paid $100 for the collector's box because I thought it was awesome, and now I'm going to have to pay $40 for the freaking Zerg mission and then $40 for the Proton mission next year.
So it's wow. Like, and you know this World of Warcraft thing, we're charging them 50 out the gate, 15 a month, and then 50 every couple of months for a new... Because they need the expansion or are going to be left behind because they've already did all that shit. Hey, you know what? Do this all the games. Everyone wants to play Diablo 50 billion. Well, you know what? Put it out one guy at a time at $50. Apparently, they'll buy this shit.
Okay, okay. The ultimate extension of this, every year the new Madden game starts off with two teams. That's all you get when you buy the game.
you have to pay for every
additional team.
Yeah.
Actually, you have to pay for every additional play. So if you want a shotgun pass with
that's an extra $2.
I'm gonna show you something, guys. This is Animal Crossing. I bought it once, and everything was available when I got it. Now, I know it's not very hardcore, but there's this thing called we are not ripping you off.
Can you imagine though if Animal Crossing turned into Farmville, you have to buy every additional goat?
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. Jesus. I hate you, Blizzard.
Alright, well, goodbye. You know, StarCraft 2, dick in the ass. Alright, cool. So next, you guys might be happy about this. Actually, Brian would probably be the happiest about this, is that there will be a handheld Dreamcast system going on in Japan next month.
That is awesome!
Except for the fact that it's going to cost you 38,000 yen, which is approximately $470 United States.
Well, I didn't say I was going to buy one, but it's still awesome.
Yeah.
Wait, is it official Sega product?
No, it's by a company called...
You know what? Burn those...
Touchmon TV.
You know what? Touchmon TV is a bunch of pirates.
But still, even if it's not an official Sega product, it kind of meets the idea of the Dreamcast equivalent of a Nomad. What's the power requirement like on that? Does it have a nickel cadmium?
Maybe an extra battery pack that you have to
keep it.
A backpack.
Backpack. God. Generator. Kind of
awesome. You have to be on a bike and riding the bike.
That's like while you're playing the games.
Yeah.
I can't pull the controller and ride the bike.
Guys,
Jesus.
let's be honest here. This is an unofficial product coming out of a Asian country. It's going to be that big battery pack that doesn't look like anything else you got, and it comes with a cartridge where you can load it up with AAAs and stick it in there. And it's going to get really warm, and it's going to be in the Israelist house caught on fire. If you find any unlicensed game system, that's what happens, guys. You know, you get it, man, this is great. It's like a Nintendo on a chip thing. Yeah, it could play like Sega Genesis and all that. Yeah, I don't know. I got it at the flea market. It costs like so many dollars. Shake the controller. Why shake it? Do you hear that? Yeah, there's all this crap coming in over the TV now. Man, this is like a portable Dreamcast. Wow, is it official? No. Put it down on a rubber mat when you get done. Why? Because I can smell the plastic the minute you take it out of the box. I'm not saying they might not have a good product here. I just know how these things generally go. Man, look at this. It's already broke. I spent $400 and then another $100 to get it shipped here. It's already broke. We'll call the warranty card.
The warranty card came with it, but it went up in flames. It self-destructed after 30 seconds.
The warranty card's printed off of a Xerox printer and cut with a pair of scissors, and it says
black and white. A black and white print.
Yeah, and the warranty.
Yeah, it's slanted.
It gives you a website to go to for the warranty information. You go there and look, 404 error. Great.
No. You go to the address. You go to the address, and it says this domain may be for sale.
Yeah, exactly.
Park
at GoDaddy.com.
Yeah. Well,
when the customer service number ends in AOL, Gmail, or Yahoo, you don't have a good bet of them.
You may be ripped off from a company.
I'm just saying, if you're going to buy a unlicensed version of a system, stop for 1 second and say, you know what? I think I'm just going to go without and buy a used Dreamcast off eBay and think about what could have been.
Yeah, I still have a Dreamcast, you know. But the idea of the portable versions is kind of cool to me because I love my Dreamcast.
God, it is such a cool idea, but then stop and also think of it. This thing's unlicensed. What the hell am I doing with this VMU?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wasn't that the point of the VMU? When I go away from my Dreamcast?
The weird thing is the portable, let me grab the, I'm going to have to show it to you guys because it is the VMU, it's like pretty much the portable size of the screen is like the size of the VMU.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it?
It's very odd. It's very, very odd.
I don't know about you guys, but Sonic Adventure awfully sucks lately.
So,
running around at the speed of sound.
Well,
earphones are hot.
Let's swing back to Sony real quick. The NGP, which is the Next Generation Portable, a terrible name, is rumored to be renamed PS Vita.
What?
I don't know what
that shit is. Good report shop,
like,
man.
And I got it to Vita. I don't even know. But anyway,
and I got it. Nice.
I love the PS Vita with pork chops and mashed potatoes.
So continuing with their not as investment heavy as previous platforms, there's a possibility that Sony could be paring back the power of the NGP. And using already on the shelf semiconductors instead of building their own or anything like that they like to do and make it proprietary. But they could possibly, using these new semiconductors and not putting as much money in it, it could potentially, even though we haven't actually got an official price tag, would be comparative to the 3DS.
Well, turns out when you just use electronics that's readily available, it's not only cheaper, but they realize, hey,
it works.
Why didn't we do this? I mean, really, is there someone copying the hardware? And don't we sue them?
I think what Sony has learned is that when they ventured, you know, when they did the Xperia Play and Xperia, you know, those things, is that they can get a viable gaming platform using the chipsets that are already out on the market. So
they would have learned that with the last couple of systems they made that sold pretty well.
So Sony has been very complacent as of late. You know, they've done. A lot of people have said this, that they've pretty much been like, they're kind of like a Motorola kind of thing. They're like, we create the Walkman and the Discman, so we are the shit. We're not going to...
Well, yeah. We did stuff once.
But we did, you know, here's the PlayStation 3. Here's the PlayStation 9. We made the Walkman. You guys got to buy this thing. Come on.
Well, Sony has this thing. They're a huge company known for really great things. I mean, you have something made by Sony in your house, even if it's not a video game system. You got, like, the alarm clock or something in something is made by Sony, like a Sony chip or something. Sony is a big company. Who in the hell is in charge of their video game programs lately? Because it's like, every once in a while they do this complete flip around. It's like, hey, Sony's got these great camcorders. They got these great little video cameras. They got, you know, great VCRs, great TVs, great electronics. Man, the PlayStation 1 was great. The PlayStation 2 was great. Who just dropped the hell out of this ball because we were like the biggest thing on the planet? Here's an idea. Remember that thing called mini disc that didn't work out when we tried to introduce it in the 90s? Let's try to do that again. I mean, that's a PSP joke, by the way, but...
It's time for this announcement. Nintendo will drop the price of their DS Lite to $100 on June 5th. And there are 10 top 10 reasons for people in Japan not buying a 3DS, and one of them is that it is too expensive. or their DSi, they're worried about their eye strain, and stuff like that. You know, it keeps going.
Number 10, though.
Number 10 is, it's heavy, and I don't feel like carrying it with me.
Yeah, that's mine.
Yeah, you think about it though. In Japan, people are a one device kind of people. You know, they have a phone.
Everything's on their cell phone.
Their cell phone surfs the web. They watch videos. They do everything on that sucker. So yeah. You know, a three device. You know, the PSP, their cell phone, and their. But continued to turn away from that kind of fun stuff. Activision announced this week Call of Duty Elite, which is an online version of, it's a complement, I guess you could call it, to Call of Duty franchise. It will provide Call of Duty players with stat keeping, skill improvement tips, and social networking across all future Call of Duty titles. The platform is going to launch completely, you know, in its full working form with Modern Warfare 3, which is scheduled for November 8th, 2011. Jesus Christ. Black Ops, you can play Call of Duty Elite with Black Ops starting in the summer.
Weird.
Yeah. This is facing the hardcore gaming community, where there are four distinct areas within Call of Duty Elite: career, connect, improve, and compete. All the other ones, you can analyze a lot of your data from your previous games, like fighting and, you know, which weapons you're best at, you know, who, at what time you're best at, and yada yada. You can also compete to win prizes. But I think the best one that they have is Improve, which is for non-hardcore gamers like me who cannot play Call of Duty every 3 hours of every day. You can pretty much, you know, use it to improve your game with spawn points in every game mode. They break it down. Weapons and perk guides written by experts and video guides created by some of the top Call of Duty players.
Wow.
Yeah, pricing has not been announced yet. They most likely will allow some stuff to be free. Most likely, let's see here. Most likely it'll be less than, you know, they said it's less than comparable online services.
Huh.
So the cheapest one right now is what, like $7.99 for Netflix? So they're looking, seems like they're aiming lower than that. So the cool thing is, as long as you subscribe to Call of Duty Elite, you will be getting the map packs and stuff like that for free, which is good because all the map packs are just, they're literally just map packs. And it's, the Modern Warfare 2 map packs were terrible because you got three new ones and two reduxes for $15.
Oh, you know, that sounds like a great idea until you stop and say, hey, what about when the new Halo comes out?
No, Activision, unfortunately. And it's only for Call of Duty. Maybe they'll their franchise that they have, which is, what other franchises do they have now?
World of Warcraft.
Yeah, well, but that's on the poster side.
Guitar Hero.
And that's apparently, you know, getting shafted left and right city, so.
Guitar Hero is canceled.
Guitar Hero is dead.
No, they're still doing update. They're still doing. I thought my understanding was that was like recanted. That they were like, oh, it's not completely, totally gone. It's sort of mostly gone.
We're just not making any games.
Right. Yeah. They'll still do DLC stuff.
Which, in all honesty, did they ever need to make a new game?
No, not really. They've done supplementally could have been DLC, but whatever.
Once they hit World Tour, they didn't have to do it anymore. They could have just kept launching new games. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Seriously, it's like, this is, okay, man, this is a subscription service for this game, yada yada. I hear you. It's a really good game, but what about when the next Call of Duty comes out? I'm starting all over again, right? Or I'll tell you what, this is a... Gaming's a little flaky when it comes to these games. It's the new game and we abandon the old one. It's Halo 3, man. Halo 2 is the best game ever. Halo 2. Halo 3 is out, man. No one plays Halo 2 anymore. Halo 3. Halo 3. Call of Duty's out, man. Hell, Halo 3. I mean, these guys drop it like it's hot. I mean...
Yeah. The most interesting thing about the Call of Duty franchise is that there are polarizing things. I want to get... I guess a lot of people did migrate from Modern Warfare 2 to Black Ops because they were so similar. But when Modern Warfare first came out and World at War came out afterwards, a year later, there was a huge split in the community. A lot of people still played Call of Duty 4 because they just didn't like to, you know, not have that fast running anymore. The speed, the M16s, all they had was the M1 Grand. A lot of people didn't really want to go through that. But, yeah,
But yet there's people still modding the original Doom.
Yeah. You're right, yeah. But, you know, you make a great point, is that they need to give people a reason to update, because there was a preview out this week for Modern Warfare 3, and people are pretty much saying the same thing, is that it's a Modern Warfare game, or it's a Call of Duty game, you know? It's nothing new. You don't really expect, you expect, you know, there are bigger pieces and such, but the gameplay is relatively the same.
Honestly,
and it's like similarly like the Madden franchise, right? Which is just, it iterates. It doesn't, it
just reminds you it's still out.
Exactly, pretty much. But I think it makes a good point because, you know, BioWare, who makes Max Effect, they do a good job of tying 1, 2, and now 3, is that you can import your previous, you know, your previous actions in 1 and 2. You could import one of previous actions from Mass Effect 1 into Mass Effect 2, and most likely it will happen the same way for 2 to 3. And it gives you an incentive to keep playing these games. So,
wow.
So hopefully that will be a one way to tie it in. But a lot of the gaming websites and a lot of the people right now, they're saying that it's very sloppy right now. Activision kind of announced it, but they kind of didn't. So they're a little slow in the uptake right now. So not many people are very clear about what this means for Call of Duty, how much it's going to cost, how this actually ties into the video game, other than being a stack collector, more or less, and an online strategy guide.
You know, in all honesty, you know, we just said that, but I'm like, you know, really? I don't ever expect a new experience when I buy a game for my 360. I expect the same game with different guy I'm playing. So maybe my whole point's moot there. It's just like, whatever, it's clever.
Okay, so moving on to another, some other gaming news. Catwoman will be playable in Batman Arkham City.
Woohoo! Well then.
Yeah. There was a new trailer that came out, earlier this week, and, you get to play as Catwoman. She has some crazy awesome moves. So we will hopefully, cannot wait, actually.
Let me guess a little bit.
The first game. What's that?
She's going to have a whip, right?
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Mmm, boy, refreshing.
And goggles.
And goggles, and,
stun gun.
Stun gun. additional new characters is Yoshimitsu in Street Fighter X Tekken and Scarlet in Mortal Kombat. She will be a DLC character, slicing the crap out of people. Well, Mortal Kombat, fun. So I guess this is the best time to get into our roundtable of Mortal Kombat Legacy.
Yes!
This is the best part.
You know what I thought? Oh, I forgot to watch it.
It's okay. Oh. You can watch it right now and nothing will change. Okay.
It's wow, that happened.
After Scorpion and Sub-Zero Part 1 came out, and we agreed it was better, which is not saying much, but it was better than the, you know, the previous, like, 6 episodes of Total and Utter Bag of Dicks. as we quote John DeLuna. This one turned out to be, on my side, a bit of a pooper.
You know?
I don't know about you guys, but why don't you tell the good folks at home what you think.
Bag of crap. I mean, I actually read a review of this week's episode on another site just to see what other people think of this. And they're like, a lot of reviews were, you know, it started off all gritty and stuff, and then the Molina and Katana thing, they were like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
And then, you know, they're like, okay, Raiden brought us back, and then they're saying, and this adds an emotional depth to it. And I stopped and I read, exactly. I read another person say how the scorpion thing adds emotional depth to it. And I'm just like, I've realized what it is. This show is really liked by a bunch of retards. Because there's no emotional depth. I mean, we saw this. Okay, Scorpion's family gets killed. Or Scorpion. He doesn't even seem to care. He's just like, my family. He cries for a second. I'm Scorpion, bitch. You guys saw this, right?
Yeah,
you know,
he's like, I'm Scorpion.
Sub-Zero might have not killed him. You know, he comes up and stabs him with a nice sword. He dies, maybe. And he turns into the bald dude from Part 4. And he says the Shang Tsung or whatever. You know, he'll be so overcome with rage, he won't see anything. He'll do whatever for us. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense. And he's just like, all of a sudden, I don't even know how he turned to Scorpion, you guys. He just kind of said that, and all of a sudden he caught on fire, I'm Scorpion.
Yeah. Oh. They don't explain how he decided to somehow catch on fire and start getting
fine. He says, okay, he'll be overcome with the emotion, all that. I get that. He's going to be so blindly driven by rage, he'll do whatever to kill this guy or whatever. I get that. That's the common bad guy thing in storytelling. But here's another common thing they use in storytelling. They tell you how the dead guy came back from the dead to become this monster.
Not always. I mean, look at comic books.
No, well, you see, though, Rob's got a point. You can take, you know, your episode only lasted 4.05 seconds. So you could have taken an extra 2 seconds to explain, you know, where what happened. I mean, he ran back to the village, got stabbed by an icicle, and now he's on fire. Did you run out of money?
Like, and here's the funny part. Which one's Sub-Zero? All of them?
Exactly.
Which one is he going after? Because apparently it was the Quai Chi or whatever. Let's call him Douchebag with Kiss Makeup on. Douchebag with Kiss Makeup on somehow actually did it all. So did he fight him in the woods? And when he does find Sub-Zero after all this time, Sub-Zero will be like, dude, what?
Yeah, like, why do you hate me so much?
You know,
what did I do?
It failed. And then here, let's stop the biggest logic gap in this whole two-parter. Huge logic gap. They made a point to tell you how good Sub-Zero is with this throw-in spear thing, right?
Yeah. They reused the same one from the first episode.
So it's like, okay, he's really good at this. He's really good at this, right? Why does he only use it once against this guy who can make ice come out of his hands?
Yeah.
You know, if I'm fighting a guy with magical powers, you know what? Screw this. I'm kicking this guy nuts. I'm finding a stick, whatever I can to hit this dude with.
Right.
But he's like amazing.
Got wrap it around his head and
he
his face. Hey, Rob,
he did think that. Yeah, it just flipped a second there. I mean, they do say the whole, and I give him props for this. He said, get over here, and he said it in Japanese or Cantonese or whatever. Was it Japanese?
Yes.
He said it in language. It's like, oh, that's a nice touch. He still says it, but it kept it effective. And then I stopped, and here's the logic draw, okay? First off, he's fighting a guy he can't stop. Tell me, guys, this. I'm no expert on martial arts or anything, but I'm pretty sure a pointy stick with a rope on the end of it's never been the defining weapon in any fighting style. Is it? I mean,
is an actual weapon, I think.
Yeah,
okay,
I mean, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a mace weapon. You put a weighted, sharp object at the end of a rope or chain.
Like a kusarigama.
Right.
But what we're getting to the point is, they ran out of money making Scorpion freeze. So they're like, we have to stop filming.
Why? We're out of money.
We spent a lot of CG effects on freezing you, man. We can't do anything anymore.
Once again, the logic flaw breaks down because it's like, okay, the budget. They used Adobe After Effects in that gunfight. Because, you know, it's like animated blood spurts when real blood spurting would actually be cheaper.
Yeah.
Melina and Katana, they replaced scenes of them running with animation.
Yeah.
It wasn't expensive animation, but they animated them running. Nothing great. You know, if they would have animated, say, Melina opening her big mouth or something, that I would have understood that. They disguised the expense of the mouth. They had that whole Raiden thing, that was a money suck. I mean, you know,
some kind of suck anyway.
Yeah, you guys are seeing what I'm saying here. They use a, they use some pretty good.
They're mishandling their budget is what they're doing.
Exactly, because I'm going to tell you exactly how much that freeze effect costs them to do Sub-Zero. Not much. It's a freeze frame and then an animation of something going over it. In fact, most of the editing things have it as a filter. It stops making sense, and you're like, did the gray makeup for Quai Chi just cost too much for that extra sentence of, I'm using my magic on him so he'll come back?
No, you know what happened? When they went back and looked at the footage they had shot, they found out that when they recorded that line the first time, it was unusable for whatever reason, and they didn't have time to go reapply the makeup and do it over again. So.
They could have did that in post. I can add in a line with...
Yeah, but we already established that they are misusing their resources and budget, so...
Yeah. Several large budget movies, the people and crew actually work a few hours for free a lot of times where they run out of money, but they want to finish because they want to do a good job.
Not this show. Not this one.
You know what? This is not a cheap show to put on. I mean, they obviously a small budget, but getting a license to do something like this is really expensive. Wouldn't you say, hey, let me get my money's worth out of what I'm going to do? I mean, I'm pretty sure A Night in China has better acting than this thing. I had more thought going into it.
A Night in China.
I mean, that was just some Lovebirds tape. I mean, hey, baby. The Mortal Kombat TV show, Conquest, was really bad. It was still better than this.
All right. Well, that combat
for that we will leave you. Legacy all cut together as one feature length presentation.
And then they'll put on Spike. They'll stop it halfway through because they ran out of money in the editing room.
Mortal Kombat 2, the movie. They took the time to say, okay, we're just going to kind of edit you over there, and you're going to hop in this little ball, and it's going to carry you through the middle of the earth. They took the time to at least say that. And that was a stupid concept. That was a bad movie. It's like, hey, we don't have money for Johnny Cage in this one. Okay, we just kill him off at the beginning. Okay. You know, even Scorpion was in the original Mortal Kombat. This is pissing me off. Scorpion is in the original Mortal Kombat movie.
Oh, boy.
And they actually say, this is what they say. He's a ghost. That's all I needed. That's all I needed. This one is like, Scorpion, he's been killed. Oh, his family's been murdered. He'll be so blinded by emotion. Okay, okay. But how's he... Why is he on fire?
All right, well,
Did you do something, Magic Man? I just killed him. And he is going to be so angry that he'll do whatever we want. But you killed him. Well, now he's on fire, and his name's Scorpion. You guys understand what I'm saying here. When you break down logic like this, it just goes...
What logic?
But you took time to tell me this little kid really wanted to be a ninja or a samurai, apparently, like his daddy so bad. And his mom, that little line where his mom goes... You're going to have to tell him one day he can't follow in your footsteps. They could have edited that out. She could have just looked at him. And that would have been it. And that would have been enough time for them to go, I'm bringing him back because that was magic.
That's on stupid. Fire.
He's going to be on fire. I just killed him with an ice sword. I think at this point, like, you know what? Fuck it. He can have lasers shooting out of his wiener for all I care. At this point, he killed him with an ice sword.
Laser water.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Laser water.
I don't care how much magic. Wow. The room is better than this barricade. I'm telling you that right now. The room is a better movie than Mortal Kombat. It actually stopped. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, but at least makes the sense that you can watch it and know what the hell just happened. You're just like, man, that was bad.
All right. Well, I think Rob has great... All right, Ross, keep going. Just keep going.
Oh, no, guys. Have you guys seen The Room?
No.
Go watch it. Go watch it. It's all on YouTube and stuff. The Room is... This may, someone write Tommy Wiseau, or however you say his name, and tell them, hey, dude, you won't have to package your movie as an ironic comedy anymore because there's something worse than it out. It's called Mortal Kombat Legacy, and it's on the internet. Yeah, the game. The game. My insights for thinking about how bad that was. I mean, it was like, okay, hold on. You killed him with an ice sword.
We're kind of getting hung up on that point here, aren't we? The whole ice sword.
The
fire part.
I think with that ice sword, Rob, I think the... we will continue this for the after show, maybe, for your ice night thing going on. But I think this can...
I got one more point. Not if I can kill you with an ice sword and bring you back from the dead without actually doing anything, why would I take the time to disguise myself as someone to be blamed on? Because apparently I don't... You know what? I just killed this dude and he came back to life and he says his name's Scorpion and he's on fire.
Yeah,
I didn't wear a costume. I could have just did it. It was that guy.
It is a great point, though, because he probably didn't die when you froze him, right? So
right.
The fact that he unveiled himself in front of Scorpion, and Scorpion
right
was
there.
There.
Right there.
Regardless of the fact that you just changed from him. So, yeah.
He could have just literally said, watch this shit. And it would have made more sense.
Okay, well, that's new Soundwave for this week. Yada, yada, yada. See you next time.
Yeah. Number 82, we will see you guys next week when The Room will be the sub.
This has been New Soundwave with your hosts, John DeLuna, Brian Gilbert, XV, Lady Rick, Gweebum, with Rob Springer. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Check out all our videos at tfvideo.net. Like the podcast? Tell your friends. New Soundwave is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2010 Radio Free Cybertron.